Live from NPR News, I'm Korva Coleman. President-elect Joe Biden says President Trump's refusal to admit that he lost the presidential election is a, quote, embarrassment. Trump continues to insist, without providing any evidence, that there was widespread fraud. And he's blocking government officials from speaking with the Biden transition team. But NPR's Franca Ordonez reports Biden says his transition team's work is well underway.
He says nothing is going to slow down their process, even though the Trump administration is blocking his team from receiving things like classified reports and important transition funding. He actually downplayed the idea of taking any legal action to force the matter. And he said the standoff is probably hurting Trump and his legacy more than him.
NPR's Franca Ordonez reporting. Federal prosecutors say that a 54-year-old New York man who was upset over Trump's election loss called for the killing of Biden supporters. He has been charged with making death threats over social media. NPR's Hannah Alam reports.
When Joe Biden was declared president-elect, prosecutors say Brian Majorana was angry. According to court papers, he went on a social media tirade, calling for violence to avenge what he saw as a stolen election. In one alleged post, Majorana was upset about Biden supporters celebrating and called for, quote, blowing them away. In an earlier post, he allegedly raised the idea of bombing an FBI building. Prosecutors told a federal judge that the posts were not idle chatter. According to the complaint, a search of Majorana's home found guns and ammunition, white supremacist and anti-government literature, as well as a crossbow and a taser. Majorana is a registered sex offender who is prohibited from possessing firearms. Hannah Alam, NPR News.
The video sharing app TikTok is appealing a Trump administration order to shut down its U.S. operations this week. NPR's Bobby Allen reports the Chinese-owned app wants more time to restructure, but the White House is resisting.
Months ago, the Trump administration set Thursday as TikTok's judgment day. The app would have to find an American buyer by then or go dark. The popular app says a deal with software company Oracle and Walmart is not yet finalized. TikTok has asked the White House for an extension. It hasn't been approved. So TikTok is asking a U.S. appeals court in Washington to block an order from the Committee on Foreign Investment that recommended TikTok be sold away from its Beijing parent company. TikTok says the committee's review of the app had been going on for a year. But after TikTokers played a prank on Trump's rally in Tulsa in June, the White House abruptly changed its tone and pushed for complete divestment. Bobby Allen, NPR News, San Francisco.
In the past 10 days, the U.S. has recorded 1 million new coronavirus cases. The pandemic is spreading in all states. At the end of October, there were about 9 million diagnosed infections. Today, there are more than 10.2 million reported cases, according to Johns Hopkins University. You're listening to NPR News. Today is the 400th anniversary of the Mayflower's arrival in what became Massachusetts. From member station WBUR, Jen Staley reports the observation of the day is being matched with a fuller picture of U.S. history.
The Wampanoag people were already living in Patuxet, present-day Plymouth, Massachusetts, when the Pilgrims arrived. While Thanksgiving lore tells of heroic survivors sharing a friendly meal with their neighbors, that's not the whole story. Linda Coombs is on the board of the nonprofit responsible for the Mayflower commemorations and a member of the Aquinnah Wampanoag tribe.
We're the people of this land, and that's what makes us different from any other person coming in from any other country at any point in time. And not only is this our homeland, but we're still here.
She says a changing narrative and healing will take time. For NPR News, I'm Jen Stanley.
Native American veterans are being honored on this Veterans Day. Later today on the National Mall, officials will unveil a new memorial crediting generations of service from Native Americans in the U.S. military. Also today, President Trump is expected to lay a wreath at Arlington National Cemetery. Tropical Storm Eta continues to swirl in the Gulf of Mexico. It's about 200 miles west of the central Florida coast, with top sustained winds of about 70 miles per hour. It is close to hurricane strength. Forecasters expect that Eta will turn toward the Florida mainland. It could make landfall again as a tropical storm by this weekend. I'm Korva Coleman, NPR News.